Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The saga of Prop 50 in California cannot be told without looking at the clash between the state's current and former governors. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Gavin Newsom find themselves at opposite sides of the debate over redistricting. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil, what is the dynamic between these two, Gavin Newsom and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, take a good look at that. Let's hop in the time capsule and spin back about 20 years ago when Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor of California, and he led the drive to take the redistricting of California out of the hands of politicians in the state legislature and put it to a non-political commission. In other words, they would just take a look at the facts, not at the preferences between Republicans and Democrats. It was opposed by both the Republicans and the Democrats, but with the help of people around the state, he got it passed and voters went for it and they reaffirmed it. Gavin Newsom wants to change that, at least temporarily, to allow the state legislature, the politicians, to redraw the maps in order to favor Democrats in the upcoming midterm elections. He says it's in response to Texas and a bid by Donald Trump to try to rig the election by adding more Republican seats in Texas. Whatever the case, Arnold says, like, two wrongs don't make a right. And what Texas is doing is wrong, and what California is doing is wrong as well. And he doesn't mind saying it very publicly.
There hasn't really been a fire and brimstone campaign here. I mean, we know that Arnold Schwarzenegger opposes Prop 50, but you haven't heard him really saying Gavin Newsom is bad, and you haven't had Gavin Newsom saying Arnold is bad.
It's an interesting combination. It's like they're in the corners of before they go out in the ring, and nobody's really ready to go out into the ring. And you're absolutely right. You know, early on in this process, Gavin Newsom sat down with Arnold at his Los Angeles home and explained to him what he was doing and asked for, if not his support, at least his neutrality. And Arnold said, no, that's not going to happen. But I tell you what, I am opposed to it. I'm going to continue to be opposed to it. But I'm not going to align with any Republican group that's opposed to it or any other group. And I'm not going to be a, you know, shoot commercials. Now, what he did do, and this is what you're seeing on TV, is he sat down for an appearance at in the University of Southern California that was taped. And in that one, he brought out his comments in opposition. He's also gone on some television shows as well. But you're right. He has not been out there really flailing at it. I think in part, you know, both of them are just saying, you know, they don't want to get either one hurt too much in this process.
Right. I mean, you wonder if deep down inside Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, doesn't like what's going on in Texas, but publicly he really doesn't want to change things in California. Gavin Newsom probably really doesn't want to change things in California, but he doesn't like what's going on in Texas.
That's right. And if there's one thing they have in common is that neither one particularly cares for the president, Donald Trump, or the tactics of the current Republican Party. So it's one of those things where they're having a battle or a fight But the real person between them isn't even in the ring, which is Donald Trump. He's outside. So you put it around like that. I'm sure it's not. It's an interesting action hero little drama that we're seeing played out. Two rather big names in politics. I will say that, you know, Gavin and Arnold have never been particularly close. There has been some talk that possibly Newsom got a bit of a pick and decided not to honor Arnold as one of the Hall of Famers for the state this last time out, although that might change. But, you know, politics is showbiz. And when you have stars like this out there, they're competing messages. And they are both, you know, eating up the screen and getting the attention. We'll see which one wins. It's going to be an interesting one.
All right, Phil, thank you. Our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.